First one would be Captain Jeff Hathaway. Larry O'Grady.
Last March, Unalaskans and seasonal fishermen held a memorial service at the Norwegian Rat Saloon. They rang a bell 6 times, once for each member of the destination's lost crew.
Charles Glenn Jones. Bay Ray Vinsler. Kai Hammack. And Derek Seibel.
All of the men died when their vessel disappeared near St. George Island without a mayday signal. Almost a year later, the tragedy is still fresh in the minds of many fishermen, especially crabbers who are out dropping pots in the same area the destination went down.
Do I think about it? Yes.
Rip Carlton is captain of the Patricia Lee. He's fished in the Bering Sea for almost 40 years, and he was good friends with Jeff Hathaway, the captain of the destination.
He was a good guy. I could tell you a lot of funny stories about him, but I won't.
Carlton has just finished his last offload of the Apelio crab season. He says it went well, safe, in part because memories of his friend motivated him to be even more careful than usual.
We put a stack of gear to leave Dutch Harbor, and even though I know what the stability is on the Patricia Lee, I went and double-checked my double-check. And he was definitely on my mind.
Carlton isn't the only crabber who took extra precautions this winter. According to Scott Wilwert, fishermen turned up in droves at a safety event where they could check their crab pots.
We weighed pots on every one of the 45 or 46 boats that we got on.
Wilwert manages Alaska's Commercial Fishing Vessel Safety Program for the U.S. Coast Guard. He says verifying those weights has helped crabbers update their stability books, which outline how much equipment each vessel can carry safely. That's key information, as boats can capsize or sink if they're overloaded.
We did find, almost across the board, that the gear that folks are using today is likely heavier than what their stability book was made up for maybe back 5, 10, 15 years ago.
It's possible that overloading played a role in the loss of the destination, and we should know soon. Wilwert says the Marine Board of Investigation is almost finished with its report on the accident. While they wait to learn more, he says fishermen should stay on top of their safety practices by confirming vessel stability, watching the forecast, and always wearing protective gear. Captain Rip Carlton says everyone he knows in the crab fleet is doing just that, but it never hurts to double check.
Everybody misses Jeff and his crew. We just got to try to do the best we can.
In Unalaska, I'm Laura Craigle.